Talk a little bit about the management style of Pat Meenan.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously you were the manager, but Pat was the owner, and I'm sure edicts would come down and whatnot. But talk a little bit about Pat the man and
sure.
and the boss and all of that.
You bet. Well, I was fortunate to follow in the footsteps of Bill Sims, who did a great job of managing both stations, but especially Katie, actually when I started. Pat had his accounting firm in Casper, but it was interesting. The phone would ring at, never knew, 7 in the morning or 11 o'clock at night or something. So it's like he must have had his radio on all the time. And if not, surely his wife did. And she mm-hmm. is such a special lady and always mm-hmm. will be in my mind. But the phone would ring with a suggestion or, hey, somebody did this, did that. Maybe we can do something different here. So Pat was not hands-on necessarily, but he knew and he had this vision of what the station should sound like, along with Shirley. So he kept us on track. It was like, if we're going to try a promotion or do something, I'd always in the back of my mind think, okay, is Pat going to be okay with this? Because he was the president of ModCom Corporation and had such respect throughout, well, the state with his legislative, you know, background. But he just wanted to do it right. And he always reminded us, this is a family radio station. And we have a lot of kids listening and we're influencing them. And there were some songs he just said, we're not playing it. We're not going to play this type of music. You know, when the drug mm-hmm. stuff started, mm-hmm. he's like, no, we're not going there. And he was so supportive, you know, and he always took the time to, I'd get a little note in the mail or a phone call, just say thanks, good job, or mm-hmm. it was just great. We knew that there were certain barriers, we were not going to cross them. He always wanted to be proud of what we were putting out on the air and in the community. You know, we're very involved in everything in the community, whether it was this, you know, Casper Symphony or Blue Envelope Health Fund, whatever
Katie
it was.
Katie School Reports. Or
absolutely. They were there.
Shirley made a statement that Pat wanted Katie to be more than a jukebox with a thermometer attached.
That's well put. You know, and we had the interesting format because we had the young audience pretty much because there's nobody else in Casper playing it. The top 40 mm-hmm. per se, even though we weren't a true top 40. We had the
Fab 14,
which were each week the top 14 records we mm-hmm. felt like, or our music director felt like, the top 14 songs. We play an adult record, and we had these bins, as you mm-hmm. know, Dave, next to the turntable. There was an eye for instrumental. Mm-hmm. And these are all 45 records. And the eye we used to go into the top and bottom of the hour, and we'd fade down to the network or whatever the program was. Then there were slots for A, which was adult popular music.
The A side.
The T for teens, yeah. And that was good for any time. Then we had another slot with 4A, which is after 4 o'clock. These are a little louder. We're going right. to alienate some of the adults listening, so yeah. from 4 o'clock. And then we had a 7A, or 7P, which was after 7 p.m. We could play those.
Then we had an R.
And the R was
after 9.
After 9 o'clock, and those are the ones that were rocking pretty good. So we yeah. just thought, well, you know, mom and dad are probably in bed now, and the kids want to hear some rocking music. So, plus we had CBS Network, which was really unusual for a top 40 type station to have a CBS Network affiliation, which Pat was very proud of, and CBS was happy to have us in Casper. So it was kind of a mix of, you know, we had the personalities with some really good, talented people. We were involved in the community.
News people.
We had full-time news director, full-time sports director, totally involved in everything. And in, let's see, 74, was that the KATI Spy? 73, 74.
Yeah, probably right in that area.
You know, the TV show I Spy was pretty popular, and Pat came up with this idea. How about KATI Spy Mobile News Report? And we had mobile phones in some of our cars, whether it was salespeople or news people or even some of the announcers. Or if we saw something happening, we'd run and grab a payphone or a, you know, a landline somewhere.
There were no cellular phones.
No cell phones then. And sometimes because of the initial phones in cars, you had to wait to get a line because mm-hmm. there was only 4 or 5 in the whole city. You know, so you'd have to keep clicking, trying to get in. So we did the KTI Spy, Mobile News Reports. Don Hardy, I think, was the first news person that did that.